So student activist or WAGA, thousands of students around the world are going to walk out of their schools tomorrow, and they are striking to demand action on climate change. There are at least 50 rallies planned around Australia alone. This is happening. It's quite an extraordinary thing. It's happening in more than 90 countries around the world. And it has, perhaps not unexpectedly, raised concerns in some quarters. Here's New South Wales Education Minister on 2GB earlier today.
The law is clear, and always has been, that kids are required to be at school on school days. Around a fifth of the year, there is no school. So there are plenty of occasions for kids who are passionate about a whole range of issues to engage in extracurricular activities. But there is so much to learn, it is really robbing young people to not require them to go to school on school days.
That's New South Wales Education Minister Rob Stokes bringing in a legal threat around tomorrow's climate change strike. Annika Renner is a Year 10 student in Melbourne. She's planning to be out there on the streets tomorrow. Annika, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This is not your first climate rally. You were out at the big one in November. What do you hope for tomorrow? What do you think it can achieve?
I hope that thousands and thousands of people come and feel empowered by the amazing young people and students that have led this strike and that have planned for it and really put a lot of effort into it. And I hope that after it, the weight and momentum that is gained through the strike, that climate change is number one on the agenda for the federal election, and that this next federal election is a climate election.
New South Wales Education Minister there saying it's against the law to WAG school. How does that make you feel?
Well, actually, it's not entirely true, because if parents or guardians sign out children from school, it is in fact legal, because students are no longer in the duty of care of a school, and it's a completely legal action.
So climate change, as a Year 10 student, I mean, how does that make you feel as an issue?
It's scary. It's terrifying to look on the news and see that people's homes have been flooded and burnt down. And I think that it's completely wrong that we can be expected to live in a world where our friends are telling us that they're afraid for their lives and their homes being burnt down. I don't want to listen to my friends tell me that anymore. It's not fair.
Do you feel you've been let down by politicians like the New South Wales Education Minister there, by that generation of leaders?
Completely. I think that it's obvious we have the science, we have the tools. Australia is the sunniest and windiest country in the world. We have the resources to get renewable energy. However, for some reason, it's not happening, and that's not okay.
Your parents, they're supporting what you're going to do tomorrow?
Yeah, they are. Actively participating in democracy is an amazing learning opportunity. To say that by missing a day of school to go on a strike we're not learning is false, because the amount of learning that you can get from a strike is such an amazing insight into democracy in Australia and how it works. You're participating in actively. Students can't vote, so this is how we have our voices heard.
And what do your teachers think? What have they said about tomorrow's action?
Teachers usually have to be quite diplomatic about it, but they can see that it's such an important event, and that it's such an important issue that we have to be taking action. And, yeah, they do support us leaving as long as we have parental permission.
Do you think this is getting your generation of students really active about politics, getting engaged in political thought?
Yes, definitely. People are reading the news more. Social media is filled with news articles and stats about the climate, which is a great way to engage young people in politics. It's fantastic.
And this is part of a worldwide student movement as well, 90 countries, actions like the one that you'll be engaged in tomorrow. That must give you a feeling of real solidarity and power, I guess.
Yeah, it's so empowering to see that people are striking in Ethiopia and France and Germany. It's so amazing to see how so many young people care so passionately and want to see change. And the next step is the change actually happening, and our politicians pushing the safety of the young people of Australia, the future voters of Australia, first.
But as you say, you can't vote. So what sort of pressure do you think this brings on politicians?
it brings a lot of media attention towards the issue, which is really important. And we've actually seen that politicians do have climate change on their agenda. It's important because we're going to be voting the next election and the one after, and it's actually a threat to them if they don't have a good climate policy on their agenda. It's dangerous.
Are you happy with the climate policy offerings of either party?
No, I'm not. I think if you say that you have a big bomb and you're not going to put taxpayer money towards it, it's no help. We don't want it there. We don't want Adani. And by Labor saying they won't put any taxpayer money towards it, it's not helping the cause. We want it to not happen.
So what would you have if government was after tomorrow to sit down and pay attention and heed the messages you're giving? What would you have Australian politics do?
The three demands of the climate strike are stop Adani, no new coal or gas in Australia, and 100% renewable energy by 2030.
100% by 2030, that's a pretty tall order.
Yeah, the IPCC report specifically states that in order to keep the raise in temperature below 1.5 Celsius degrees, we must go to 100% renewables by 2030.
You've obviously, you know, read around this, Annika, and are really well informed on this issue. Do you think that's, you know, common amongst your friends, that they're all very much full bottle on what's going on around the science in climate change?
Yeah, and I think because of the fact that climate change directly affects people, it is kind of necessary for us to learn about it and understand the issue at hand and how politics is working. That in itself is so much learning.
Annika, we really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Annika Renner, she's a Melbourne Year 10 student, and she will be missing out on school tomorrow of her own volition, taking part on one of those climate rallies, 50 of them around this country, 90 countries in the world joining in that action, calling for action on climate change. This is RN Drive.